All right. Turn to your Bible. You're there in 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And the Apostle Paul has given some instructions here. He says this. He says in verse number 13, "For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ." Notice he says transforming themselves. They're not, but they transformed themselves into that. "And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light." He's not an angel of light, but he's transformed into an angel of light. You understand that? There's a difference. And therefore, it is no great thing. Why is it such a great thing for people then? When you start revealing what's going on in this world, what takes place, and the deception that is about there, why is it such a great thing for people? It's so hard for them to take, so hard for them to grasp. That they're actually, their ministers are also be, it says here, "Therefore it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness." Are they the ministers of righteousness? No. He says they're transformed into the ministers of righteousness. What does that mean? Well, that means they're fake. That means that they are fake. They're not real. They're transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I want to talk to you this morning. I want to preach to you a little bit. Let's pray. Father, I need you, Lord. I pray you bless us now. Help us, Lord. I need you to help me here, Lord, and be my guide here this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want to preach to you about Disney's deceptive agenda with your children. I've preached to you a little bit about the magical kingdom, but I want to cover some things about Disney. You say, why? Because the Bible is very clear. Have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. Now, if it stopped right there, then I could say, okay, well, I don't have to do anything then. But what's the rest of the verse say? But rather reprove them. So you mean I not only have a responsibility to have no fellowship with it, I actually have to war against it. Amen. I can't just say it's enough for me to stay away from it. But see, that's where most of God's people want to stop today. They don't want to be a witness in the areas that are hard. Do you understand? It's not just a witness of running somebody through the Romans road. That's not the only witness you are. The witness is your life. The witness is you and I saying, no, we have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but we reprove them. We don't fellowship, and we reprove them. Howbeit, that part of the ministry is not desired today. That reproving of them is not desired today. You say, well, why don't you just let Walt Disney and all that, so why don't you just let it die? Because it's a multi-billion dollar corporation, and it ain't dying, it's growing. It ain't resting. How come it's okay for them to war against my Christ, but it's not okay for me to war against them? How come they can blaspheme and mock my Savior and laugh at Him and spit on Him, but I'm not allowed to say anything against them? Oh no, you just be a meek little mouse, a little Mickey Mouse somewhere, and you go in the corner, and you just let Him do whatever He wants to do. Preachers, just don't preach about that stuff. Come on, it's not profitable. Just leave that stuff alone. Why? So God's people go out and buy their movies, support their sodomite agenda, and do everything else? Because I guarantee you, folks, if we didn't wake up and preach this book and reprove the unfruitful works of darkness, you'd still be watching Disney movies, you'd still be supporting Disney, and you'd still be playing those games. You'd still be watching that occultic stuff in front of your eyes. By the way, it's sorcery, not as much witchcraft. There's a difference. It's all about smoke and mirrors and illusions. That's what it's about. But no, you know, you don't need to talk about that. Come on. Why? Why should we? Because we're to reprove them, that's why. We're to reprove them. Just like I had pastors tell me, oh, well, you know what? We don't talk about Halloween here because it's a non-issue. No, you just don't want to reprove it. Right. You don't want to reprove it. You want to stay in your carnality and not come out of it and not reprove it. Because it's easier that way. If I don't rock the boat when I preach, it's easier that way. If I just preach kind of generalized messages, then nobody will get upset. They won't get mad. Well, the Apostle Paul didn't preach generalized messages. When there was a sorcerer, he confronted the sorcery. When there was fornication, he confronted the fornication. When there was the works of the flesh, read Galatians chapter 5. What did he do? Preached against the works of the flesh. Amen. All of them. So when God's people stop committing any of the works of the flesh, then I'll stop preaching against it. That won't happen. There you go. Not in this life. It won't. But in the life to come, it will. Amen. So, I want to ask you, what do you think the true agenda of the Disney Corporation is? What is their true agenda? Are they really a family-friendly or family-values corporation? Have they been that? Are they really that? Should Christians be supporting the Disney agenda? I want you to consider something before we start. If Disney is so family-friendly, and it's got such good morals and everything else like that, how come Hollywood doesn't attack them for their morals? How come Hollywood doesn't abstain from them and blackball them and blacklist them and say, we're not going to have anything to do with Disney because Disney's... Why don't they do that? Why do they embrace everything that they put out? Why do they attract the greatest movie stars and everything else? Why does all that stuff happen? Why don't they come out and attack it? If someone even mentions the fact that they're a conservative in Hollywood, they get blackballed. They get blacklisted. They get treated poorly. They get talked about. How come nobody does that about Disney? If they were so family friendly, then why do all the sodomites embrace them? All the sodomites don't embrace us. Thank God. Why don't they embrace our message? We're family friendly. Why don't they embrace our message? Why do they embrace the message of Disney? And then I got another question for you. Why do God's people embrace the message of Disney? Right, because it's not reproved. First of all, understand this. Disney's true agenda is to market to your children. Their true agenda, you say, well, that's a no-brainer. Yeah, but I'm going to show you how they do it. Because their true agenda is to market your children. Not to your children, but market your children. Did you catch that? That's going to mean something to you in a few seconds here. They want to market your kids. They spend millions of dollars on research. Wait till you hear how they do it. I'm going to get into a little bit of that today on this hour. The next hour is going to be a little more deeper into the religion of Disney, it's going to be called. The second message is going to cover the real religion of Disney. What is their religion? And we're going to talk about it, what their religion is. But in this one, I just want to cover really, what does Disney do? How do they do what they do? Because they seem to be able to emerge blameless through everything that they do. How is it that that corporation can have gay days and have 30,000 sodomites at Walt Disney without, by the way, warning any families and warning anybody that goes to show up there that that's going on that week? They don't send out any warnings, any nothing. How is it that they can do such a thing and Christians support it? Well, I already gave you one hint. For such are false prophets, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. You see, here's what you don't understand, and we lose sight of. The devil is not going to walk in with a 666 on his forehead. He's not going to walk in and say, I hate Jesus. That's not how the devil works. He works subtly, deceptively. There's a fine line between biblical Christianity and witchcraft. There's a real fine line for people that they don't understand. Now, we know that the Bible's very clear about what Bible faith is. However, Satan's counterfeit can look very close. I mean, he's a master at looking very close to the truth. He's a master at having 99% truth and 1% error. And then growing that 99% truth in that side to be massive and huge. He's a master of it. That's the thing that we don't understand. He is a liar. Nothing he says is the truth. His whole scope and everything is a lie. Now, he does speak some truth when he talks about God sometimes, but he always mixes it with error. He always mixes it with a question. Okay, www.truthout.org talks about some things that Disney has done here. And by the way, it's not really a Christian organization or anything like that. But I want to read some things to you, just what they have done, what their plans are, what their plans have been. He says this: it is even more disturbing that Disney and a growing number of marketers and advertisers now work with child psychologists and other experts who study young people in order to better understand children's culture so as to develop marketing methods that are more camouflaged, seductive, and successful. So what they do is they analyze child behavior and say, how best can we tap into this market and control the market? How can we get them from the cradle to the grave to follow us, to buy our products, to follow our teachings? How can we do that? How can we control it best? How can we best do that? So they hire psychologists, which to me are more like witch doctors, but they hire them and say, let's control the minds. Let's see how we can manipulate the minds of young people. By studying young people, how can we manipulate the minds of them? That's what they're saying. What is it? It's more of that sorcery that Disney's known for. That's what it is. Well, let me ask you a question. If I studied your children and then tried to market to them, wouldn't you think that was evil? Disney claims this kind of intensive research pays off in lucrative dividends and reinforces the Disney motto that in order to be a successful company, you have to start with the kids themselves. Several psychologists, especially Alan D. Kaner, have publicly criticized such disingenuous practices. Disney's recent attempt to corner the young male market through the use of sophisticated research models, ethnographic tools, and expertise of academics indicates the degree to which the language of the market has disengaged itself from either moral considerations or the social good. They don't care if it's good for your children. They just want to know what entices their flesh. Do you understand that? They don't care what's good for them. They want to know how can we best entice their flesh to do what we want it to do? Good or bad doesn't matter. It's all about money. You say, well, come on, they're a business. Yeah, but they're a business that's supposed to be family. They're supposed to be for the family. By the way, they never have been, just so you know. Never. Go back through all those movies and all those things and you will see that they've never been for the family and they have never been right in the eyes of God what they've taught. You can prove that through any number of different areas. You can go back and listen to the Magic Kingdom one if you want to learn some more about that. It is clear that Disney's only goal is to win over the hearts and minds of young people so as to deliver them to the market as both loyal consumers and commodities. In such unscrupulous strategies, the contradiction becomes visible between Disney's public relation image as a purveyor of wholesome entertainment and the hidden reality of Disney as a political and economic power that promotes ideological conducive to its own corporate interests, thereby impoverishing the imaginative possibilities of youth and dismantling the public foundations for the thriving civic culture. You know, they understand, by the way, they brought out all these videos, Baby Einsteins and all these other things. We're going to talk about that in a minute, but they brought all these things out They said these are good for your children. When most studies have been true that keeping your child away from television, keeping them away from movies and things like that, they're way better off. Because their imagination and everything else, they learn things. Television, things like that burn off the imagination, burn off those creative abilities in a child and cause them to be like a zombie. It's like an addiction. You have to just stop once it got started. It's unbelievable. It's like flies. You turn it on, they... Right? It's like fly. It's like bugs into a bug light. Snap, snap, snap. Right away. Disney not only represents one of the best-known symbols of capitalist consumerism, but also claims to offer consumers a stable, known quantity in its brand-name products. Understanding Disney's cultural role is neither a simple nor a trivial task. Like many other megacorporations that focuses on popular culture and continually expands its products and services to reach every available media platform. What is unique about Disney, however, is its titanium clan brand image, synonymous with the notion of childhood innocence and wholesome entertainment that manages to deflect. Isn't it amazing? If not completely trounce its criticism everywhere. But what are they marketing to children? We're going to talk about that. But I mean, they're marketing the occult and witchcraft. So how is it that all of God's people accept that? Put their children in front of them. If you were walking down the street and you seen a seance, would you invite your children to it? Hey, guys, come over here and watch the devil work. So is that middle-class family values? Well, then why have they been transformed into being that way when they're in front of God's people? Why? Why have they accepted it as that? Let me tell you this, though. One of the most damning things about movies is the lies that are accepted in them through your mind. They set up scenarios of children lying because they have to lie. These people have to lie. They have to not tell the truth. They have to do things this way because they're in danger else. So it sets up a situation. That's one of the most dangerous things you put in front of your children. Teach them, no, there are no absolutes. Do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Oh, by the way, put the Disney Corporation under scrutiny, however, and a contradiction quickly appears between a Disney culture that presents itself as the paragon of virtue and childlike innocence and the reality of the company's cutthroat commercial ethos. The disconnect between markets, values, and the ethical responsibility to care for the children is on full display in Disney's almost boastful use of research to mine the inner lives and experiences of young children. That Disney's strategies receive front page coverage in the New York Times and presented with without so much as a critical comment is a testament to how commercial values have numbered the public's ability to recognize the dangers such values often present to children. I mean, they market it. They put it out at the front page of New York Times. They're blasting what Disney's doing. And it's fully accepted and it's marketed to you to believe. Now, if we don't believe anything else they say, why would we believe that? Why would we believe anything that these people say? According to the New York Times, Disney is set at the forefront of finding ways to capitalize on the $50 billion spent worldwide by young boys between the ages of 6 and 14. As part of such an effort, Disney seeks to advise educators, anthropologists, and even a research consultant with a background in the casino industry. Not only to study all aspects of the culture and intimate lives of young boys, but to do so in a way that allows Disney to produce emotional hooks that lure young boys into the wonderful world of corporate Disney in order to turn them into enthusiastic consumers. I wonder what they're using to entice them. Oh, I don't think you have to wonder very much. You know exactly what they're using to entice them. They know that age group, they want to wake things up inside of that age group. Amen. They want to wake up the fleshly appetites that are suppressed and still sleeping. They want to wake them up at a young age. So they have them for life. Disney's recent attempts to figure out the boys' entertainment market and listen to the services of Kelly Pina, described as the kid whisperer. Are you listening to this? Described as the kid whisperer. You've heard of the horse whisperer, the dog whisperer, all that kind of stuff. The kid whisperer. who attempts to uncover what makes young boys tick by using her anthropologic skills to convince young boys and their parents to allow her to look in kids' closets, to go shopping with them, and pay them $75 to be interviewed. Is that not the most perverted thing you've ever heard in your life? Miss Pina, with no irony intended, prides herself on the fact that children open up to her. She's a sorcerer. Or a witch, whichever you want to call her. They prey on the innocent. If you understand from the beginning of Walt Disney all the way down, one thing you understand is they prey on the innocent, their target. Right there. It's their target. Yep. It's their target. Given Disney's desire to expand its boys' culture, the company's announcement in 2009 that it had produced Marvel Entertainment came as no surprise. Marvel Comic Book Empire owns the licenses of approximately 5,000 superhero characters. The Wall Street Journal remarked that by bringing in macho types such as Iron Man, Thor, and Captain America, the Marvel deal would expand Disney's audience, adding properties that appeal to boys from their preteen years into young childhood, adulthood. Now, if you watch any of those movies, you would know that they have a bunch of wickedly dressed women in very revealing clothing. And nobody should be seeing that, but no young boy should be seeing that. Why? Because the more it's in front of you, the more it wakes you up. It wakes up the fleshly appetites inside of you. But here's another one for you. The news that baby DVDs and videos actually impair infants' cognitive development broke in 2007 when the University of Washington issued a press release about a study published in the prestigious Journal of Pediatrics that concluded infants 8 to 6 months, 16 months old who were exposed to 1 hour of viewing baby DVDs and videos per day displayed slower language development. Those children understood on average 6 to 8 fewer words for every hour of viewing than infants who did not watch the videos. Reading to a child once a day, by contrast, produced an observable increase in vocabulary. So those so-called Einstein videos that you put in front of the children say, oh, these will make you smarter. No, they're actually making you dumber. But that's how the devil works. That's the lie. That's the lie. See how close? But it's educational. You're teaching education. Do you see what I mean? Do you see how the devil works? It's so close to the truth. It almost mirrors it, but there's just one little defect in there that changes things. And that's how the devil works. That's how he's transformed into an angel of light. That's how he transforms his ministers into ministers of righteousness. That's how it works. But when you can't discern that because you're not in God's Word and you're not studying it and you're not seeing the truths of things and understand the reality of things, that you can put all this down by righteousness and holiness and understand that we don't need to have a part of any of this garbage. We stay away from it all. It's making us dumber anyway. Man. I mean, think about it. You think about it. How could sitting in front of a television and watching a bunch of movies make you smarter? You're not even thinking. Half the time you're sitting there with your mouth open just... How could that make you smarter? You're not doing anything to work your brain, are you? Amen. You're doing nothing to do that at all. So it just goes on this sleep mode. Meanwhile, they know that, so then what do? Well, now I can insert things into their subconscious. Oh, stop that. They don't do that. I know advertisers only been talking about it for 100 years, but they're lying. They're not telling the truth. Of course not. Why would they? They're not really doing anything like that. Billions, if advertising didn't work, they wouldn't do it. Right? Why would anybody spend billions of dollars on something that didn't work? By the way, you might say, I don't need this. I don't watch these things. Yeah, I know. But the next time your family comes to you and makes fun of you or points a finger at you and says, boy, that preacher you got, he's real weird. What is he, a cult leader or something? What's wrong with that guy anyway? Is he nuts? You can take this sermon. You say, why don't you go listen to these sermons on Hollywood, will you? Why don't you listen to this other stuff? And why don't you observe some of the things? And why don't you check some of these things out on your own and see if it's that far off? See what it says in the Word of God. And then see what they're doing. And then let's see if it has some biblical merit to it. We check there first. That makes me mad. Good, I hope it does. You know what I've only found? There's only two ways to get right. First you get mad, then you get right, or sometimes you just get right. But sometimes you got to get mad to get right. In case you haven't figured it out yet, it doesn't matter to me if you get mad. Amen. Right is right and wrong is wrong. By the way, I'm sure there's some things that if you were preaching, you wouldn't say either. But you're not me. And God didn't call you like He did me. That doesn't mean I'm perfect. I can be reproved just like anybody else. And I accept it when it's needed. Amen. Just make sure it's biblical when you do. Not because you don't like the way something's done. I find that when you touch people's gods, they get awful upset. Look in the Bible, every time their gods were touched, they got awful mad. Whew, they got mad. Don't touch my idols, where'd they go? Remember Laban's daughters, was it? Stole his idols and he went looking for them. He's mighty mad, he couldn't find them. When you touch their idols, they get upset. That's how it works. But I would love for anyone to sit down with me and explain to me the virtues of Walt Disney. I would have that conversation with any. The only problem is that people don't like to have that conversation with me. They like to have it with you. But I would love for them to come. I Brother Russ, I'm easy to talk to, don't you think? I'm easy to talk to. I'm easy to be approached. I'll have a conversation with anybody. Right. I've always told everybody, if you got a problem, just come and talk to me about it. I'll be meek and humble. I'll sit there with the Bible with you and we'll have a talk. There's a difference in standing on a pulpit and preaching the Word of God and dealing with somebody in private. Think about it. Disney's marketing tactics utilize the idea that parents who want their kids to keep up in a highly competitive world must supply them with every available product that purports to nurture young minds. In 2007, Disney launched, listen to this. Oh, this is too rich. Disney launched an educational website for parents. Well, they're going to teach you how to be good parents. Isn't that wonderful, Brother Joe? They're going to teach you how to be a good parent. So you're going to learn from a bunch of sorcerers, a bunch of deceitful workers, how to be a good parent. Which offers parenting advice in a manner that is compelling, comprehensive, entertaining, and most importantly, objective. The website taps into the growing parenting industry. Parenting industry. You laugh, but I bet you there's millions of Christians involved with that garbage. I bet you there's millions of them that call themselves Christians that are involved in that. The website taps into the growing parenting industry, claiming to target the more than 32 million moms that are online in the U.S. They want to target 32 million mothers. Huh. Now, I seem to remember others that wanted to target mothers to ruin motherhood. And to change some things. Isn't that a plan? Wasn't that a satanic plot? Wasn't that going on all over the world? Wasn't communism one of their major attacks was mothers? They wanted to go after the moms. Wasn't Satan's attack against the woman? Didn't he come after the woman? Well, yeah, because see, she didn't have, because her covering wasn't there. Her covering, she didn't go through her covering. He went through her. He just went straight through her. Why? Because he knew that he could appeal to her emotions and her senses. He knew it would work. If you ever wonder why in your home, if you ever wonder why in your home that the devil comes after your wife, you shouldn't wonder. It's how he works. That's how he works. 32 million moms that are online in the U.S. Given Disney's attempt to refute work by leading researchers in children's health, it is unclear what the website intends to publish as articles from experts in the parenting field. But if the so-called expertise is not useful to parents, then they can at least download a coupon from the Family Toolbox. The website also features Disney Family Learning Center. How to train up your child in the occult. That's not on there. I'm just making that up, but that's what they're doing. Do you know anything that's not focused on the Lord Jesus Christ and the Word of God for parenting or anything else is idolatry? It's false. It's witchcraft. It's rebellion to God. Oh, I know. I shouldn't make that big of a deal about it. Disney finds a way to promote Sony and its own products when advertising to parents on child development, entertainment options, and other family irrelevant information. And its online courses such as Traveling Light with Kids and Technology and Contact Management for the Busy Mom and Dad. Disney wants to teach you how to raise your children. Well, and quite honestly, we've let them raise our kids when we put them down in front of the bail box and sit them there and just say, okay, go ahead and babysit my kid for the next 5 hours. And what do? They teach them, don't they? They teach them real well what they want to teach them. But guess what? I've got a King James Bible and I don't need the devil's ministers of unrighteousness to teach my children. Amen. You have a Bible and you have instructions from God and you don't need to go to some worldly philosophy, some vain, deceitful workers of iniquity to teach your children. Matter of fact, it really sounds a tad bit on the totalitarian side when they want to shape the parents and the children and everything. I wonder where they learned that from. I wonder where they figured out how to do that. I wonder where this... Well, we're going to talk about that in the next hour. Where did it come from? Where do they get these ideas? And what are they marketing to your children? What exactly is Disney marketing your children for? What are they training them for? Here's the hint. Watch all the girls and boys that come from those Mickey Mouse clubs. Watch them from the time they're that age all the way up. And where are they at now? Well, a lot of them are dead. The rest of them are wicked as the devil. I wonder why. We'll look at it next hour. Father, thank you so much for your word. I pray, Lord, you bless us and just help us to love you. And to live for you, Father, and put your book first in our lives, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.